So, being in Vrindavan and while offering obeisances to all the Vrajavasis and Vaishnavas for my Shastanga Dandavat Pranam, and may they accept them. So, today is the disappearance day of Prabhupada's intimate associate, Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, and Mahaprabhu's dear Sevak, Kashishwar Pandit. And Bhugarbha Goswami. Mahaprabhu, he sent him first to Vrindavan, so today is also his Thirubhavtithi. So now, by doing Shravan Kirtan of these dear associates of Sri Bhagavan, and Bhagavan will be very happy. All our Acharyas have said this. But still, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he is nearest to us. So I'll try speaking on his glories today. So Maharaj, he appeared in a Brahmin family. And then he was working in this port commission of Kolkata. And then from the beginning, Maharaj was very dharmic. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was preaching that time. He had one sevak called Bhakti Ratna Thakur. So Bhakti Ratna Thakur, he used to preach. And he used to tell everyone that in Kali Yuga, there is Ved, Vedan, Shastra, Upanishads are all present in Kali Yuga. But to find a bona fide follower of these scriptures is very rare, because people, their intelligence is very weak. Their mind is always without eating rice, they cannot stay. Without eating food, they cannot stay alive. And once, and if they've eaten any food in the mode of either passion, ignorance or goodness, then even then they cannot touch this Nirguna Tattva. Therefore, there is the five kinds of Brahma: Anandamaya Brahma, Vijnanamaya Brahma, Anandamaya Brahma. So they say, if you want to worship Brahma, then you have to follow in the footsteps of the Rishi Maharshis. Sometimes they would chew on the dry bark of a tree, on the dry leaves, dry fruits. And they say, whole day they'd be absorbed meditating on this Nirgun Brahma. So in Kali Yuga, without this food, rice, living entity cannot survive. So then when once he eats this food, in the modes of material nature, then his mind will wander, and will become a lampat, debauchee. And he can no longer control his senses. Therefore, the Kali Yuga Jiva should observe these nine limbs of devotion. But if the Shravan is not pleasurable to them, then they will not engage in Shravan. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he preached this Kirtan Dharma. Because in Kali Yuga, only Naam is the Aadhar. So it's Naam Sankirtan. And everyone performs Kirtan together, it is called Sankirtan. And then if one is alone by himself and he does, then it is called Kirtan. So by this one can be saved from the hands of Kali. Why? Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but still there is one good quality. But the Sangha Param Vrajet, that there is this facility to engage in Krishna Kirtan. There are only faults in Kali Yuga, no good qualities. The one good quality, what is that? What is that very good quality? By engaging in this Krishna Kirtan, then so much power will be had. Other kinds of Kirtan will not give so much power. So by engaging in Krishna Kirtan, Kali Yuga especially, all kinds of Shakti will enter into the heart of those who are engaged in the Shravan Kirtan. And they will then proceed towards this Nirgun Brahma, that is Sri Krishna himself. Or else, if one thinks of Krishna's qualities in an immature stage, then he'll have mundane conception. Then he'll start worshipping the mundane people of this world. He'll think, oh, Ram, Krishna, they appear in this world, and their deities are worshipped. They're meditated upon, remembered, the kirtan is done. So we'll also, so in this way, they'll also become attracted by the qualities of mundane personalities, and they'll start glorifying them. So this material world is a fortress of Mahamaya. No one can easily break the barriers of this fortress. Those engaged in this Krishna Kirtan, then Bhakta Sangha Param Vrajayat. This way one will have sambandha with the Bhagavad Parikars, Bhagavad Parshads. So Bhaktiratna Thakur, he used to preach. At that time, no one would stop the sadhus. They would go anywhere. So one day he met the port commissioner. At that time, he told him, you should learn how to do kirtan. Become a kirtan premi. If you want to please Bhagwan, if you want to do kirtan, then you should do kirtan of his naam, rup, gun, leela. If you want to please him. So, Puri Maharaj from his very childhood, he used to like chanting. So then Bhaktiratna Thakur, he told him, at that time, whenever you have a holiday, you come with me. We'll all do Nagar Sankirtan, we'll take a Shobha Yatra, grand procession. In this way, we will distribute this Kirtan Ras. So this way, when he would do Sankirtan, then there'd be utsaha, so much enthusiasm in his heart. When will I have this satsang? When will I meet the sadhu? Say, by being in the presence of a sadhu, by his blessings, I can listen to Harikatha. Say, mind will be pure. Say, I can transcend Maya. So where can a sadhu be found? Then Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj, he met Gaurakshwadas Babaji Maharaj in Kulyanodip on the banks of the Ganga. There he was doing bhajan. There he came for his darshan. And he came for Babaji Maharaj's darshan. Then Babaji Maharaj, he saw how he was doing Harinam, chanting continuously. So for Kirtan, he had no other engagement. Therefore, he was always absorbed chanting Harinam for many hours on end. Babaji Maharaj, he didn't care if anyone came to see him or not, nothing. Then Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj, when he had darshan of him, he realized that this place is infused with the Shakti of Naam. No one here, no one's mind is becoming restless or wandering here and there. Normally his mind has become fixed, one-pointed. Then Puri Maharaj is saying, even I cannot leave this place. I'm so happy here. Surely this Mahapurush has some great Shakti. Or else morning to evening, see, morning to evening, I've been waiting for his darshan. But still, I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty, I don't want to leave this place also. And when it was evening, then, and when Babaji Maharaj left to bathe in the Ganga, when he offered Rara's Tostatis, and when he offered prayer, offered his prayers to Mahaprabhu, and there he saw that some people were sitting there. Antardasha, internal consciousness, to Ardha Bahya Dasha, half internal, half external consciousness, and then Bahya Dasha. external consciousness. And then when he comes to Bahya Dasha, then he gives darshan to the jivas for their welfare, auspiciousness. In this way, he engages in Shravan Kirtan. So this way, Babaji Maharaj, he asked the devotees, have you come here for satsang to meet a sadhu? Then he told them, you should cross the Ganga. And there on the other side, there's Varshabhanavi Devi Daitadas, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati. He is present there. Bimala Prasad. You go there and you listen to this Bhavatata, engage in the Shravan Kirtan. And by his mercy, you will have some pravritti to follow the limbs of bhakti, some tendency. Or else, if you don't have this sadhu kripa, and how will, without the mercy of Sri Hari, then you cannot meet sadhus. Only by Sri Hari's mercy you can meet a sadhu. And by sadhu kripa, and the sadhu's heart is very soft like butter. In this way, sadhu cannot tolerate anyone's sadness, distress. As long as he doesn't make the jiva reach the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan, he can also not be peaceful at heart. Sadhu is always trying the jiva can attain Bhagavan's mercy, his grace. So when they came for Prabhupada's darshan, that time Prabhupada had a rule that any person would come, if they do speak Harikatha, do Kirtan, Prabhupada, even if there was one person, 10,000, he wouldn't care. He'd start doing Kirtan immediately. Start speaking Harikatha. Not that he becomes very tired after some time and he stops his kirtan, no. Tasmin Mahamukhal Charitra, Tasmin Mahamadhubit Charitra means these descriptions of Madhusudan's Charitra is always flowing from their mouths. See, Parikshit was listening uninterruptedly and Sukadeva Goswami was speaking uninterruptedly, continuously. And they say, Prabhupada Sri Thakur starts speaking so much Harikatha to them. And after listening to his Harikatha, they took this order from Prabhupada and they went on their way. But now, Puri Maharaj especially, he was no longer interested in his work, sansar, everything was going dry for him. At that time, they used to publish a magazine which used to be published every week. They say every Brahma Murta he start doing his Bhagavad Kirtan. Because this Trisandhya, that Kirtan has a lot of influence during this Trisandhya. So therefore during Brahma Murta they start doing Sankirtan. They say, the Kirtan of Bhagavan's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. He's starting glorifying all of his names, Roop, Gun, Leela. So at that time, they again came for Prabhupada's darshan. So then Prabhupada, he asked, said, can all of you tell me how to please Bhagavan? What is your opinion? So Bhakti Ratna Thakur and Pranavananda Brahmachari, they said that Krishna Kirtana Ganartana Pro Pemamritabda Lahari. If you want to be absorbed in these waves of this prema, then Kaliyuga Kevala Nama Dhara. Except for Krishna, there is no other Adhar in Kaliyuga. Krishna Kirtana Ganar Nitya. Krishna Kirtana Ganartana Pro. Except for this, there is no other way. So then Prabhupada, he asked them, can you please sing one kirtan for me? See, this kirtan should not be pleasing to the senses of others. So, they pray something in front of Bhagavan, but still sometimes their prayers are mixed with this rasavas. Overlapping of transcendental mellows. In this way, sometimes in the surges in Kirtan, they mix their conceptions. in these kirtans, they sing. Because the Prakatsajiyas, they think our kirtan is only for, is our kirtan surely heard by Bhagwan, he will become very happy with us. But if one doesn't understand the meaning of kirtan, you must not sing kirtan to please others or for entertaining your own self. If one reaches Bhagwan, this kirtan will even will stop. Such kirtan mixed with material desires, such kirtan will remain behind in this material world. Will not take you to Nami. Non-different from the Nam. That time, Narottam Thakur, he had written Prarthanamrita, Prem Bhakti Chatmrita. And this way, Bhaktam Thakur had written Kalyan Kalpataru, Yamun Bhavali, Sharanagati Gitavali. Written these kirtans pertaining to Siddha Pranali. Then this Yamun Bhavali was a Bengali versification of this Yamunacharya's of Kulashekar's Mukundamala Stotra. So the sages, the opinions of the sages are divided, and the verdict of the Shastras is sometimes confusing. Therefore, how can the path of true welfare be ascertained? It can only be known by following the footsteps of the Mahajans. The path that they have chosen is the pure path. So Prabhupada was very happy with them. He said, I'm very happy with you because you're always singing the kirtans of Narottam Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You're trying to sing. Therefore, not just Narottam Thakur, even Mahaprabhu will be very happy with you and give you this Prakrit Shakti and engage you in his seva. So then after some time, when Prabhupada was in Uttarangi, so when Prabhupada would go to Uttarangi, Bhagbazar to preach, that time, wherever Prabhupada would speak Harikatha, Puri Maharaj, Bhaktirata Thakur, they would all come there to listen to his katha. At that time, by Prabhupada's mercy, he resigned from his job and then became a Matvasi. So one day, Prabhupada told him, so Prabhupada said, you should surrender yourselves in Mahaprabhu's seva. So then they asked Prabhupada, what seva can I possibly render to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Can you please instruct me? So Prabhupada said, from today, there's this magazine. There, you must proofread them. And you must go to the press and distribute, publish and distribute all these books, booklets. So you should become the editor. But he said, Prabhupada, I don't know how to write, I don't know anything. So then Prabhupada, he held his hand and then he made him write. Just as a father makes his son write in ABCD, Prabhupada, he held his hand and he made him write, Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Jayate. And now your pen will never stop, Prabhupada told him. So, Maharaj used to say, even though I'm 102 years old, still he made me write that day these words, Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Jayate. Since then, my pen has never stopped writing, he said. Therefore, by having this Sambandha with Shri Guru, this way the Paramatma, the Antaratma, this Naam Roop Gun Leela, see the description of his Naam Roop Gun Leela, these descriptions will never stop. So since then he became the editor. And then by seeing what is written you can understand such a great writer. So first of all he wrote the glories on Gangaji, Tulsi, the Vaishnavas, and the Bhaktas. He started writing on all that glories. He started preaching. And then slowly, when he became 102 years old, during his final days, even then he had not stopped writing. Even his kirtan had not stopped. Even his preaching had not stopped. One day, king of Vardhaman, he had made 108 temples in Ambikavan because he is a devotee of Lord Shiva. So his wife was a devotee of Shri Krishna, Lord Krishna. So both of them were actually never fought with each other. Both of them were very peaceful. And his queen would go to bathe in the Ganga. And his husband, and her husband would say, if you bathe in the Ganga, then you must know that this Ganga is always present on Lord Shiva's head. So I'll go to Lord Shiva, and there I'll, by having this darshan, I will have darshan of Ganga for me. There's no need to have darshan of Ganga separately. She, the queen would tell him, let's go have bath in the Ganga. But she said the Ganga is flowing on Shiv Thakur's head. Ganga came from his head, so I'll have darshan of Shiva. So therefore, his 108 temples there of Lord Shiva, there, you know, they're situated like a circle. They're all been built like a circle. She requested him so much, please come. But he'll only be playing to Lord Shiva, meditating on him, singing his glories. And then the Ganga, she increased her flow, and what did she do? She came in the middle, and she manifested in the middle of all those temples. And the king, he told the queen, just see how Ganga appeared in the middle of all these temples. Then the queen said, actually, Ganga is the water that has emanated from the lotus feet of my Prabhu, Shri Bhagavan. And the king said, all right. But still, Ganga is not present with Krishna. Ganga came from his feet and is always resting on Shivji's head. And Shivji, he just let one small stream flow from his head, and now you see Ganga is flowing in this world, delivering everyone, purifying everyone. And ultimately meets the ocean there at Ganga Sagar. So wherever Shivji is present, Ganga is not there separately. She's always there present with him. So this way, this king, he gave this temple of Shri Krishna and even the temples of Lord Shiva to Maharaj. So Maharaj was very much absorbed in his bhajan. So he do kirtan, but he never tried that I should try separately for food and all these things, never. So after Janmashtami, during Nandotsav, this Ambikavan is called Ambika Kalna these days. So Ambika Kalna is situated on the banks of the Ganga. So this way everyone came for Nandotsav. So then the Sevaks asked Puri Maharaj, oh Guruji, you invited so many people. There's no food for them to eat, nothing. What can we give them? So Puri Maharaj said, oh, it's Nandotsav. Nanda Baba is making all the arrangements. Why should you be worried? Krishna's birthday. Nanda is celebrating his birthday. So surely Nanda is arranging something. But they said, oh Maharaj, it's only 11 in the morning. So many thousands of people are coming. There's no boga, nothing. Then Puri Maharaj said, don't worry. Our duty is to engage in his Naam Sankirtan and glorify his Naam Roop Kund Leela. There's no other rasa than this. This is the best way to nourish the soul. The Sevak, then he again requested Maharaj. Maharaj will be embarrassed if they don't have any food. And then when 12:30, Bhogarati was performed. Even then, Puri Maharaj, he was only absorbed chanting Harinam. He didn't even open his eyes, nor did he come to meet. And all the people started making so much noise. There was food for us, nothing. Then at that time, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, big truckloads. At that time, there were bullock carts, or these tongas that were pulled by horses. There were so many sweets, puris, halwa, different kinds of prasad appeared there. And the pujari became so tired because offering them, because so, the more he tried, the more he tried taking all these things from those bullock carts, the more and more things appeared there. He became so tired, his hands became very weak. So then, this way Bhoga was offered, and then everyone had Darshanavarti, and then this way Mahaprasad was distributed to everyone. So then the Sevak told Maharaj, Maharaj, you also come have Darshanavarti, honor some Mahaprasad. Then he said, oh, where did this Prasad come from? He said, Guruji, I don't know. Then you must have asked who has sent this Mahaprasad. Because Bhagavan, what is said in the Gita? Yoga Kshema Mahamyam. Carry what my devotee has. Preserve what he has. Carry what he lacks. So you see, Krishna carries everything for his devotees. And Prabhu himself came. And you have not respected him properly. Bhagavan's Parikar's associates came. Didn't you have their darshan? Did you give an asan for him to sit down there? Did you even ask him that, oh Prabhu, do you need a glass of water? You're only interested in feeding worldly people so that then you'll get adoration, fame, prestige, respect. But here Prabhu himself has come. Nanda Baba has come from Nanda Bhavan. You've not respected them properly. And so he started thinking. And then the Sevaks are saying, oh, what have I done? Oh, so many things came. I just had them removed from the bullock carts. Leaves, sugar, salt, chilies, and spices, everything came. Still I was careless. I didn't ask who gave all these things. So Maharaj said, just see, a big festival is going on in Nanda Bhavan. You see, many devotees will come here. Therefore, Bhagavan himself has carried everything. And he made sure everything would reach you. He came with all his associates. And he made sure that everything he had would be at your doorstep. But the conditioned souls have no proper intelligence. They don't like to see this blackish form of Sri Krishna. So at the time, Bhaktivedanta Puri Maharaj, he told him, that your intelligence should not be defeated in this way. You must serve Prabhu when he has came there, when he has come there. So that time everyone, they ate these four kinds of food, for the food that which is sucked, chewed, licked, drunk. And this way, Puri Maharaj whole day speaking Harikatha, doing Kirtan. Whole day was spent in celebrating this festival, Nandotsav. And then when Maharaj, in the evening after the entire program was finished, he said, oh, everyone has honored Mahaprasad. Have they left some remnants on their plates? Because Vaishnava's Uchishta, Manonishta, it fulfills all of one's innermost heart's desires. So he asked, is there some Uchishta of the Vaishnavas? And he said, oh Guruji, you have not taken Mahaprasad, so how can we take? So we fed up all the guests. And Maharaj said, listen, if there are some remnants, please give me also. So that time, ordinary people had eaten Mahaprasad. But the Sevaks, they had no knowledge that first they should keep some for Guru Maharaj, keep something aside for him. And they say, they only crave for Pratishta. They are not really Bhagavan's pujaris. Therefore, Guru Maharaj, he taught them, say Guru Edadhyat, that whatever you have, you offer to Sri Guru, and Guru will offer to Sri Bhagavan. We don't know who Bhagavan is, but Guru, he has so much love for Bhagavan. So through Sri Guru, we'll offer to Sri Bhagavan, because Guru has a responsibility. In the evening, there was a big assembly, so many were listening to Harikatha. At that time, whenever Prabhupada would be present, Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj would always sing very beautiful kirtans. Even during his last days, Prabhupada, he said in the morning, oh, I want to listen to this kirtan, and then I'll leave. So many other kirtanias and many of the sevaks were called. And then Prabhupada said, call Pranavananda here. Let him sing kirtan. And then I'll leave. This way, Prabhupada, After he had left this world, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, he came to Ambika Kalna. There he was staying in this Ananta Vasudev temple. And seeing his purity, people were so astonished that until now we didn't even have a single drop of water. But just see, a big feast has been made now. So start glorifying him so much. Why? Because ordinary people, they only want food. So honoring this Mahaprasad, they became very happy, satisfied. But this Mahaprabhu Maharaj's Kripa Prasad, his mercy, this they did not accept. They did not realize how glorious this is. Because if Bhagavan wants to bestow his mercy upon someone, then Bhagavan himself, Antarjami, Paramatma, he is present as Chaitya Guru in everyone's hearts. And externally, he is present as Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru, Mahanta Guru, Patparasha Guru. And say, Bhagavan himself, he infuses one with his potency through these five things. And through this, he ensures the well-being of the entire world. So they say, after that honored Mahaprasad, now they had this ruchi for listening to Maharaj's Harikatha. Then after everyone had eaten, they all sat down. And then Mahaprabhu, and then Maharaj, he started speaking. The glories of Nandanandan, Jashodanandan. They say, when they heard Krishna's glories, then they said, this is Nandotsav. Now this rasa has also entered our hearts. So if one comes to a sadhu, only by eating and sleeping, one will not have realization. His auspiciousness will certainly be had. This is true because Krishna said in the Gita that if you want your auspiciousness, O Arjun, then if you want your auspiciousness, then you must honor this Mahaprasad. Then your mind will be fixed. All your miseries will go away. And then this Param Kalyan, supreme auspiciousness will be had if you honor this Mahaprasad. If you honor this Kripa Prasad, eminence of his mercy. So Kripa Prasad doesn't mean only the remnants that he's left behind. Also his instructions there, also his Kripa. Just remnants. If one is always glorifying Sri Bhagavan, then everyone will have this adhikar to glorify Sri Bhagavan. So say, Maharaj would start Harikatha, he just closes his eyes, he starts speaking. And then he speaks for many, many hours. Sometimes they say, oh Guruji, no, so much time has passed. Then Puri Maharaj says, oh, you sleep, go, all of you go sleep, why are you disturbing me? I said, oh Guruji, there's no one sitting here. You're only speaking Harikatha alone. Puri Maharaj said, I don't care. Even if someone listens to my katha or not, I don't care. Prabhu is listening to me. I'm only speaking for his pleasure, not for anyone else's pleasure. So I'll not wait for all of you. He says, there are unlimited jivas. Those who have ruchi will come and listen to Harikatha. And those who don't have ruchi, no, you cannot make them by force to listen to Harikatha. They will not listen. So when Maharaj was staying in this Ambikavan, Ambika Kalna, in the Anandavasa temple, in the banks of the Ganga, and one day he saw that when he was speaking Harikatha, all the sadhus were doing kirtan. Some with bent locks, and some this shilam. They say all these different kinds of babas start coming. Neda nedi chada chedi. All these different kinds of so-called devotees all start coming. All the yogi bogies, all of them. And they told Maharaj, oh Maharaj, very hungry. Yeah, the mantra of this temple. So can you please feed us? The Maharaj said, if you want to honor this Mahaprasad, then you must ask my goddess Radharani. She is Annapurna, Jagat Mata. She feeds everyone, makes everyone full of rasa. So all of you have come all of you do kirtan and you say for your own self that everything will be cooked, arranged. So Maharaj, we don't understand to cook, Maharaj. Very, can you, if you do something, then we can do bhajan. No, Maharaj. Please feed us, then we'll do kirtan. Maharaj said, all right. Well, we sit down here, then I'll feed all of you. Maharaj took a pair of kartals and he started doing kirtan. He said, oh, Maharaj, very hungry. Please feed us, we come from so far. But then Mahaprabhu, he started kirtan. And then someday Maharaj started dancing. They also started dancing. So they say, the whole night he made them dance. And say, everyone went to bathe in the Ganga with Maharaj. And then Maharaj, he said, now Mangalarti will be done. Now Sambhava will be offered. Now all Vishnu on the Then they said, oh Maharaj, what black magic did you perform last night? Now we're no longer hungry, no longer tired, now we're so happy. Then Maharaj said, my Gurudev, he said, then Kaliyu, there's so much rasa in kirtan. And this kirtan ras will make the soul very happy, nourished. So then he said, oh Maharaj, we are so happy. No, we cannot leave you also. We will stay with you. And Maharaj said, all right, you can stay. So all these devotees, they would come and go, and gradually they all became his disciples. And then he got so many disciples, so many sevaks. But Puri Maharaj, he'd give them some services, and he'd go from one place to another. So one day, Maharaj was in Jagannath Puri. In the middle of the night, he woke up. And he started shouting, oh, I'm being burnt, I'm being burnt. Oh, it's so hot. So he said, douse this fire and extinguish it. And then the sevak said, Maharaj, there's no fire here. He said, oh, you don't know. See, my whole body is being burned. Now immediately, then there was one temple, Maharaj had one temple there in Calcutta. So then sevaks in the Ambika one temple, they called devotees in Kolkata. So then the pujari, after he had performed Shayanarthi in the night, he had left a ghee lamp in the temple room. And then what happened? This ghee lamp gradually engulfed the whole room. And all of Thakurji's clothes were burnt. In this way, there was nothing left in the temple. So then Maharaj, he came and he prayed that by giving such unqualified people the seva adhikar, then let's see how they become so unfortunate now. So say Maharaj, he started fasting, saying how something aparadha has been done. Day and night be weeping. This way. And then anyhow, after some time Maharaj, he became a little pacified and he managed everything. So the Bhadaji does not have the Shraddha towards Sri Guru, Sri Bhagavan. Still he wants to do something. They don't follow any rules or regulations. So then they're so unfortunate. Why? Because all the kukarma, the sins of the disciple, they go to Sri Guru. Since then, Maharaj, he was very cautious. He said, you never accept such unqualified people. They were very lazy, they're bogies. You give them some position, some seva adhikar, then they become worshipable to the entire world. So then Maharaj, he stayed for many days there. In fact, even when this time came for Puri Maharaj to leave this world, even then he drew Archan by his own hands. And the deities were established in Rup Sanatana Gaudiya when Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj came. In any temple where there would be an installation of deities, he would be called for. They would request him to appear there. So then 2-3 days Maharaj carried out the entire festival. Because you'll have to summon, you'll have to invite all the gods, goddesses, just give them a place for them. This way, it takes a lot of time to install the deities. And say from morning, so many hours Maharaj was absorbed, and so many sannyasis came. And as long as the installation is not performed, how can bhoga be offered? How can prasad be distributed? So then they started requesting Maharaj. Then Maharaj, at the time, when these deities were installed there in Rup Sanatana Gaudiya Math, Maharaj was already like more than 90 years old, 92, 93. So everyone was waiting, and all the Goshais, the Mahantas of the 7 main temples in Braj, they were all there, they were getting very restless. Why did you invite us here? If you cannot feed us, we cannot wait for so long. Now evening is coming. Then Maharaj said, oh brothers, listen to one thing. Now Kanhaiya has gone cowherding. He has gone in the morning, he hasn't returned yet. And Yashoda Mata, she is also waiting for him. Everything is ready. So let my Lala come, my son. Then Nanda Baba will come. We have to feed Nanda Baba. Sakas will sit down. Shimarshi, Brahmarshi, Tapasvi, Rajarshi, they all of them will be given Mahaprasad. And Yashoda first they would feed the Rishimarshis. Then they'd feed their son. So until now they haven't come. So they say, who could understand Mahaprabhu's moods that he was waiting for Krishna to return from cowherding, therefore the offering was late. So then Maharaj says, this Kali Yuga Jeevs only want to eat. Without eating anything, they cannot stay alive. I said, don't worry, Krishna is coming now. Kanhaiya is going to come. In this way, as soon as Maharaj spoke these words, he started doing Kirtan himself. He started doing Kirtan. At that time, I saw by my own eyes how many people came from Rup Sanatana Gaudiya Math. They came there. Many scholars. And all of them, when they heard Maharaj's sweet voice, before they were so restless, now they started weeping. Because there's so much Karuna that was flowing from his Kirtans. Now the Krishna has gone cowherding, Mother Yashoda, her heart has become dry without her son, and the gopis are doing Kirtan, they are weeping. In this way, Maharaj, he spoke on these bhavs so nicely. In this way, now it is already evening, time for Aarti, and then after doing Aarti, then this Mahaprasad is distributed. They are always absorbed in this Ashtakal Leela, Smaran, Ashtayam Sadhan. They are always absorbed in thinking, when will Krishna return from the forest, from his covering Leelas? Why? This way they are always absorbed in this Nitya Seva, eternally, in this Nitya Leela. So for the mundane conditioned souls, there is Vidhi Mark. And then for the Brajavasis, there's Anurag Mai Seva. This way they have this Sambandha. So this way, Prabhu's Nitya Sevaks, they only appear in this world to distribute their Anurag. This way, they make this Jananurag leave and they give this Bhagavat Anurag. And this way, they make them engaged in Bhagavan's Seva. So therefore, Maharaji requested everyone that all of you please do Kirtan. You should pray. And by such Kirtan, Bhagavan can be made very happy. So Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj had a very intimate relationship with Srila Gurudev. Gurudev would always serve him. He would go there to bathe with him in the Ganga. Because Maharaj, he had this rule that he'd never go to the bathroom and bathe. Never. He'd go there to the Ganga to bathe there. Sometimes he'd go bathe in the ocean, sometimes in the Kundas, sometimes in Yamuna. He'd never bathe in the bathroom. So one day Gurudev, he went with Puri Maharaj to bathe there in this Ganga Nadi. Then Maharaj was bathing. Then after so much time, he was just sitting there in the water of the Ganga, offering so many stotis. So then they said, oh, now it's become very late. We'll have to go to the, return to the temple. But Maharaj said, oh, now we'll stay here on the banks of the Ganga. We'll reside here. Why? Because Mahaprabhu now he's gone to do Sankirtan with his associates. So now they're wandering in all the streets. And then Mahaprabhu, he will return after some time. And today we'll do this Sankirtan Mahotsav. So then Maharaj, he said, oh, now 500 years have passed. How will Mahaprabhu appear now? But Maharaj, he was having darshan of Nityalila and Nityadham. Because even now, Mahaprabhu is performing his leelas. Only a few fortunate people can see Mahaprabhu performing these leelas. So he says, Sankirtan leela is always going on. And those who are most fortunate, they can have darshan. And those who are unfortunate, they are cheated for having darshan of these leelas. So then, Gurudev requested Maharaj, please come to return to our temple. He said, no. You go, I have to wait for Mahaprabhu. And let him return with all his associates. He's doing Sankirtan now. So there, also near our ashram, there's a Samadhi temple there. Where all the devotees are given Samadhi. So in this way, Maharaj, he didn't return for so much time. Now it is already evening now. And now in the night had passed. And then in the morning, Maharaj, he slowly came to the temple. And then this way he said, today there was such nice Kirtan Utsav. This rasa has not been had by anyone before. So this way the santas, when they're meditating, when their realizations, what can the mundane people of this world understand? Therefore someone may say, oh, this is pagalpan, this is speculation. But still, whatever they have realized in their hearts, they gradually reveal. And then Maharaj requested that, oh Maharaj, the whole night you were there in the Sankirtan with Mahaprabhu. So when can we also take part in the Sankirtan Leela with Mahaprabhu? And during Gaur Purnima, Maharaj, whole day he was fasting and engaged in this Kirtan. And then when Abhishek was being done of Mahaprabhu, that day Maharaj, he achieved such realizations that here he saw Mahaprabhu appeared with all his associates. And this way Sankirtan is going on and all the Parikars of Prabhupada are also there. Then Maharaj said, this is the Kripa of the of Sri Guru, of the sadhus. So they say, you should pray to Sri Guru, you should have faith. Because if you don't have faith, then if you have doubt, that doubt will be the cause of your ruin. But still, you should not have blind faith. So don't have any doubt towards the Mahabhagavats. So then Maharaj, he said, that I didn't have so many realizations, Gurudev would say, but Maharaj, he made me have so many nice realizations. Because Maharaj himself would come and install all the deities in all the different temples. Once in Mayapur, Bhaktikamal Madhusan Maharaj temple was being, deities there were being installed at that time. It was 3 o'clock already. And everyone was saying, oh, they've invited so many, no prasad, nothing. You could have called us later, making us wait. Maharaj said, all right, take this boga, offer a little chakurji, and then all of you eat this Mahaprasad and go. Means even before Mahaprasad had been completely offered, still a plate was separately set aside for Thakurji, and then everyone else honored Mahaprasad. Maharaj, because they told Maharaj, Maharaj, please offer boga quickly. He said, how can I offer so quickly? Bhagavan has so many associates. He has so many cows, calves. Prabhu is... He's feeding his sakhas first, he's feeding his cows, and then after they have eaten, then Prabhu will be happy. After he there his sakhas have eaten, then Prabhu will be happy. But if I eat first, and we give our remnants to Bhagavan, how can this be? See, first you see Prabhu's desire. Now he is gone early in the morning with his cows, calves. He's having them eat this grass, drink water. This way, they're very sad. And those are very sad who are like orphans. Krishna, he personally feeds them. So in this way, if then Prabhu will be happy, then Prabhu, he'll be happy when all his associates are happy. And then when all his associates have been fed, then Prabhu himself will also eat something. So they said, Puri Maharaj said, if you cannot bait, then all of you eat. So, but no one had the courage to do this. Then at 4:30 in the evening, he had finished his offering. And then Bhog Rag had been offered and Aarti, and then this, everyone honored this Mahaprasad. So Maharaj, he was always absorbed in this Nitya Leela. He has this Samandha towards Nitya Seva. Very difficult to understand. So today is Maharaj's Tiruvavtithi. There in Gopinath Gaudiya Mat, there's going to be a festival. An invitation has been offered. You can offer Pushpanjali. There will be Harikatha spoken there also. You can listen to this Harikatha. Now I'll stop here. In the evening we'll listen. Nde Hari Hari Bo.